But even again, if you want to turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 119, verse 128, please. And tonight we're going to look at CCM, or contemporary Christian music. And before I start, also I'd like to thank Brother David Clare, because this is something that I've got off his website, and as I've said before, we're not Brother Clareites. We're just on the same page as him. Praise the Lord that he's got such a great quantity of literature that we can use. Anyway, Psalms chapter 119, verse 128 says, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that in your word we can find everything that we need for this life, Lord. If we've got any issues with certain things, Lord, we can look in your word and there's always an answer for us in there, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for that, Lord. I pray, help us now as we look at this topic of CCM music, Lord. I just pray that you'd help us to understand, Lord, what it's about, Lord, and help us to understand, Lord, we won't ever be using it here at Coastline, Lord. And Lord, we thank thee and praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen. "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." The Bible is the divinely inspired word of God. Everything it says is right, and everything that is contrary to it is wrong. So there we see the psalmist, he not only loved the truth, but he hated error. And this is the spirit which we should approach the subject of Christian music. Not a legalistic spirit, it's a godly, scriptural spirit. "The Lord judges the hearts of men, and it is before him alone that us, as children of God, will stand to give an account for our life here on earth." God has given us the task in this present life of proving all things. I've got a heap of scripture again tonight, so you don't have to turn there. I'll get you to turn to some of them, but don't have to turn to these ones. But God has given us a task in this present life of proving all things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." It also gives us the task of being Berean Christians. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, for it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." And also we need to watch out for false teachers. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." And also in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." And we need to guard against unsound doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 says, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went unto Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine." And then we have to mark and separate from error. Romans chapter 16, verse 7, he says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offences contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." And then we need to earnestly contend for the faith. Jude chapter 3 says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." We cannot judge men's hearts, but we can and must judge doctrine and practice. So one of the fundamental principles of our Christian worldview that is derived from the Bible is that the apostasy will increase throughout the church age and will explode in the last days. And there's many scriptures there. I'll just go for a few. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 says, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 3 and 4 says, for a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Our responsibility as a child of God living in this age is to mark and avoid this apostasy, which means we must live in great caution. I'm playing that single string again, brother. But as we see, there's many, many scriptures in the Bible that warns us of things. We must not be gullible when it comes to Bible teaching and practice. We must understand that Satan has infiltrated the Christian faith with his ministers and fables in an attempt to undermine the truth and lead people astray. And we also must understand that the enemy is very subtle and clever, and that the error will be disguised. We are warned by Christ himself that some end time error can deceive the very elect. We see that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So, we must test every preacher, every singer, every theology, every movement with God's word, in dependence upon the Holy Spirit's enlightenment. According to the Apostle Paul, the one who judges all things by God's word is spiritual. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. We must judge one another's teaching and practice by God's word, even to the point of separation. And if we don't do this, we are being disobedient to God's clear commands. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 tells us, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offences contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Amongst fundamental Baptists, there was a conviction that contemporary worship music, or contemporary Christian music, or CCM, was wrong and dangerous. This has now changed to the point where most fundamental Baptists say that CCM can be used in moderation, and that it's okay to adapt it to the worship service. The driving force behind this change is the example set by prominent leaders, people like Paul Chappell, for example. Contemporary worship music is a bridge to the one world church. Even the most conservative of the contemporary worship musicians, such as the Gettys, represent the One World Church philosophy and action. So we go back to October 2012, the Gettys yoked together at the National Worship Leader Conference with emerging heretics such as Leonard Sweet, who is a universalist and a New Age promoter. Also in 2012, the Gettys joined the Roman Catholic Matt Maher on New Song Cafe in promoting ecumenical unity. This is a clear rejection of God's command of biblical separation, and the fruit will be exactly what the Bible says it will be. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Romans 16 verse 7 says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offences contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Those who think they can adapt music created by today's contemporary worship musicians and keep people from listening to the real stuff are deceived. Full-blown contemporary music is very powerful and enticing and exciting, and today it's only a mouse click away. Church leaders who are adapting CCM are creating a bridge to the ecumenical, charismatic world that many people will cross and influence, and the influence will be dramatic. That influence will gradually permeate the churches and change their fundamental character. And this has been happening for over 20 years. It is popularly argued that if we are to be picky about musical associations, then we should discard Luther or Wesley's hymns. But this is not true. The old Protestant hymns were different in character from CCM music. The old Protestants weren't building an end-time one-world church, but the CCM movement most definitely is. The old Protestants condemned Rome boldly and were separated from her, even calling her the harlot of Revelation 17. But the CCM movement is rushing to embrace her. The world represented by Townsend, Getty, is the world of rock and roll, charismatic mysticism. The Shack, the emerging church, the Message, Christian homosexuality, Leonard Sweet, Rick Warren, contemplative prayer, and unity with Rome. So we live in a different world today because of technology, and the technology allows people to easily communicate and associate with musicians. So when Luther or Wesley or Fanny Crosby were alive, if you sang their music in a church, the members had no way to develop an intimate association with the hymn writers so that they could sit at their feet and be influenced by everything they believed and represented. But that's not true today. Today we can hear their blogs, we can browse their Facebook pages, we can follow them on Twitter, and we can listen to their music on YouTube. We can surf the links from these musicians to their friends and associates and be influenced by the entire dangerous world of contemporary music. And there is no doubt that this is happening in churches everywhere because of the carelessness and the ignorance and the lack of wisdom on part of so many of the leaders today. Contemporary worship music is a bridge to many dangerous things. It has transformational power. If the influence doesn't come overnight, it will come eventually. If the influence won't change the older people, it will change the younger ones. If the contemporary philosophy doesn't permeate the church in this generation, it will by the next. We need to approve things that are excellent as opposed to borderline and questionable. Philippians chapter 1 verse 10 says that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offence till the day of Christ. So why should we try to find something good within this dangerous world of contemporary worship music? What is the motive for that? Is that the wise and godly position? For the sake of the next generation, we need to keep all contemporary influence out of our church and out of our homes to every possible extent. We need to do the work of serious education that will protect the Lord's people. Every independent Baptist church that doesn't take this matter seriously and doesn't educate itself seriously and doesn't take a strict stand will be well down the emerging road within a decade or even sooner. Contemporary music is powerful, and it is much at the heart of the end times apostasy. You don't need a master's degree in sacred music to understand this issue at a practical and fundamental level. So we must establish godly standards of music and be consistent. Amen? Thankfully here at Coastline we do that very thing. It is better to err on the side of being too careful than too strict. It is better to err on the side of being too careful and too strict than too tolerant. No one will be hurt by a music standard that is too strict, but there is plenty of spiritual danger in being too loose. Contemporary worship music has transformational power that no Protestant hymn has. There has transformational power, and there is a transformational power in contemporary worship that can and eventually always will change the character of a Bible-believing separatist church. CCM is turning independent fundamental Baptist churches into contemporary churches everywhere. Contemporary worship is always in the midst of those great changes. That is because CCM is not just music written by people who hold some questionable doctrines. It represents an end-time movement that is diametrically opposed to old-fashioned Bible stance, a movement that is an enemy of what old-fashioned Baptist church stands for. The CCM movement hates biblical separation, and this is even true for the most conservative among them. The very popular contemporary hymn writers Keith and Kirsten Getty have their songs used widely among traditional non-contemporary churches because they are considered relatively safe. Yet the Getty's One World Church goal is to bring everyone together musically. The world of contemporary worship is a terribly dangerous world filled with gross heresies and false Christs. And those who play with this music build bridges to this world. There is the non-Trinitarian God of Jesus-only Pentecostals such as Jerome Davis, Joel Hemphill, Mark Carruthers, Phillips, Craig and Dean, and Lanny Wolfe. There is the non-judgmental male-female God of the Shack. There is the rock and roll party dude Christ of the rebel Christ of the Christian rockers such as POD. There is the Rob Bell God who would not send people to hell. All of these and more are popular among contemporary Christian artists. In this age, we must be doubly cautious about using hymns of dubious doctrine and association. People are only a Google search and a mouse click away from associating with authors and songs and writers. By promoting the contemporary hymns for the Gettys, for example, West Coast Baptist College and Majesty Music and Bob Jones University and Northland University and others are encouraging people to join hands with the Gettys. Many of those who learn about the Gettys music from these sources will find them on the web and be influenced by their rock and roll music is neutral philosophy. So they're saying that rock and roll music is neutral, and we know that's not true. And their ecumenical stance and their dangerous associations. Preachers who claim to believe in biblical separation and end-time apostasy and who claim they want to keep their churches in the fundamentalist philosophy but are playing with CCM are playing with fire. And their people, especially the next generation, are going to get burned. It will be too late for those who don't wake up and draw clear lines of separation from contemporary worship music today. But then we must never say that if a hymn is old, it is good, or if it is new, it is bad. We must examine every hymn as to its musical character and doctrinal purity. And Brother Huey has even said there's some hymns in our hymnal that are not suitable. The Bible prophesies that the end of the church age will be characterized by widespread apostasy and rebellion. Apostasy means to turn from the apostolic New Testament faith to follow man-made traditions and demonic fables. It is defined in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. And we've heard this many times before. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, shall lay heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The Bible doesn't describe worldwide revival at the end of the church age. It prophesies widespread error and spiritual confusion among those who profess Christ. Again, there's many warnings. Here is just a few. If you'd like to open in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. Matthew chapter 24 verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us then, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Drop down to verse 11. Matthew chapter 24, verse 11. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And then drop down to verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And you don't have to turn there, but 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And then in Jude chapter 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, that it was needful for me to write to you, unto you, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, unholy, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. Denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We see the fulfillment of these prophecies in the doctrinal and spiritual confusion that is so prolific today in modern day Christianity. For the most part, contemporary Christian musicians ignore these warnings and refuse to mark and separate from false teaching and apostasy. In fact, contemporary Christian music is one of the most effective tools in the devil's workshop for building the apostate end-time church. CCM is drawing together Christians of every stripe, regardless of whether their doctrine is sound. CCM promotes the ecumenical non-judgmental philosophy. Contemporary Christian music is the fulfillment of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Those who follow it turn their ears from sound Bible doctrine and from New Testament Christianity to ecumenical charismatic fables. The prophecies that expose end-time apostasy often mention sensuality that characterizes this apostasy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. These false teachers follow their own lusts and turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. And this is precisely what many CCM musicians do. They claim that the grace of God is freedom to listen to any kind of music they please, regardless of how licentious it is. They claim they are allowed to dress in any fashion they please, regardless of how immodest or worldly it is. They argue that grace gives them liberty to go to rock concerts and to play music to entertain at a bar or a nightclub, or to have a shallow or non-existent relationship with the church, to allow women to preach, etc. And goes on. The list goes on. They confuse grace with license, which is precisely the earmark of false teachers described in Jude. Peter adds that false teachers will allure through the lusts of the flesh. And this is precisely what many Christian rockers and CCM supporters do. They say things like this, Come over here. We won't tell you how to live. We won't put any guilt trips on you. You can dress as you please. You can listen to whatever music you want to. You can come to our church or not come to church. You can swear a little. You can drink a little. We don't have any rules. God gives you liberty. God wants you to have fun. This is why the non-judgmental male-female God of the shack resonates so widely amongst lovers of contemporary Christian music. But beware, this worldly philosophy which lies at the heart of contemporary Christian music is exposed in the Word of God as the mark of apostasy. Music is one of the most important influences in the Christian life and church. Music can feed the flesh or it can feed the spirit. It can promote carnality or it can promote spirituality. The idea that music is a neutral force and that any music can be used to glorify God and serve His purposes is one of the key philosophies of the end time apostasy. It is unscriptural and it is foolish in the extreme. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this time together in Your Word. We thank You for Your Word, Lord. And Lord, we thank You that You have many scriptures, Lord, that point out the error that is in CCM music, Lord. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for this time together. Pray You bless each one that's here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.